Comedians Key and Peele have really made a career out of the ability to switch between racial constructions based on linguistical skills, similar to some of the early comedic routines of Richard Pryor, where he does a really good white person voice and is able to articulate some of the racial tension in America by playing different characters. Key and Peele are able to do that for African Americans in America by moving back and forth between the sort of expected articulations and grammatical syntax and linguistical skills that are expected from different class and sort of archetypal figures, stereotypical figures of Black Americans. And so how do they do this? For one, they're incredibly funny, and in their career, one of their more notable sketches where they play angry Obama, in which one of them portrays sort of Obama's regular voice, and the other one portrays his angry, what he really means, and starts sort of cursing and yelling angrily, and in fact culminated a couple of years ago at the White House dinner, press secretary dinner, where Obama himself gave a speech and had them sort of behind him yelling out what he really meant to say. And by will it really mean, what we have there is the stereotypical angry Black man, which is a cultural trope going back to slavery, where there was propaganda created to sort of explain away the violence towards slaves. There was the mythology of the rape-crazed, cocaine-fueled Black slave who would run away, the runaway slave, and that was played in newspapers and pamphlets to sort of install fear in white America, and sort of explain away the use of force, the overuse of force against slaves, and lynchings. So there's a lot of history here, and what they do with their take on hip hop culture is tremendous. Keanu is the throwback for the story, which is about a sort of a hip hop kitten who finds his way onto Method Man's lap and sort of has to be extracted through a pretend by two sort of nerdy African-American guys from the suburbs who have to pretend to be hardcore hip-hop heads to sort of enact like gangbangers in order to retrieve this kitten. It is the perfect showcase for their ability to move in and out of this sort of linguistical character. Its brilliance is in its the fact that they, and the sign of a genius comedian is that you can sort of expect them to do a certain routine, and then when they do it, it's still hilarious. What Key and Peele do with their film is not so much something new to those who have seen their show, but to be able to do something that's expected and do it at such an elevated level, in this case, to be able to move in and out of characters so seamlessly is a credit to the film, and one has to assume that through all the scripts that came in front of their faces that they kicked around working on for their first feature film, that they really understood that their skill set was really this type of comedy and the ability to sort of role play these characters and to create a perfect backdrop for that skill set to be highlighted. Sort of like watching Michael Jordan know that the NBA playoffs were his, you know, spiritual home, or other mastery of a trade. So these are master comedians working on their home turf and to great comedic avail.